This is still having a big Y half day retreat. This is our second half. I hope you took good care of yourself over the break. I see some of you munching on some snacks. I got myself some more bubbly water. This is the decadent kind because it's all sugary and sweet, but I like that. So wait, I don't want to be noisy for you here. Let me just mute myself for a sec. I was opening up the can. All right. Let me see. I just want to see what's bubbling up for you over the break. It can either be something about how you took beautiful care of yourself in the break and you're feeling centered and something you want to share about that briefly, or something that we did in that first half that just was kind of bubbling through you over the break, a new aha, something opening for you. So let's just hear from one of you just to gather the energy here as we go into our second half. Who would like to share? Dawn, thank you.
Well, I listened to you and didn't do anything. I was going to check my emails and everything, but I said, no, I don't want to do that. So instead, I went and watered the plants and went outside and connected with the nature and life energy and had ate some snacks, some nuts.
How are you feeling about your decision?
I am feeling good about my decision and I do feel lighter and happier.
Isn't that great? We can stop sabotaging ourselves in the ways that we do and out of good reasons, like, well, we want to help people and all that kind of stuff, but actually giving ourselves the gift of this time together and building this energy for our companies and our lives. Oh man. So thank you for standing for yourself in that break. I love that. That's another one of these moments, right? Small different decision. There's something that you'll hear in the second half or something you'll remember about that you'll bring into your, into your life tomorrow, that it's just a different path from that one decision. Thank you. Let's hear from one more of you. Something opening. Yes, Heidi, thank you.
I actually feel a little disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
The not looking at the how. I'm like, yeah, I actually have to wrap my mind around that, and not my mind, my heart around that. Or no, my mind. Let my mind embrace what my heart clearly showed.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully put. Let my mind embrace. I'm actually writing it down. What my heart clearly showed. And there's a reason for that. Even though you can go Google it about the how and the why, I don't think it's the way that most people are running their lives or our world.
No.
There's lip service to this, but you can, like I say, you can Google it, but everything, so much is run on the how. So much is run from scarcity. So much is run from, figuring stuff out and pushing boulders up a mountain. And again, to be gentle with ourselves and our participation with it, so we pick it up from the air around us. So then we do it too. And in this culture, we're rewarded for, wow, I work really hard. I work really harder than you. No, I'm the hardest worker. I'm stressed. I'm more stressed than you. It's like some kind of weird competition, I'm like, how about if we just opt out? It doesn't even work that well. It doesn't work. And so we pick it up from the air around us. And then also, because those are the tools that we've been given, and there's sometimes just a lot of stuff to manage. Do you know what I mean? Like, think of, in your area, moms with a kid with severe autism. There's just a lot of hows to manage, but then the hows can end up taking over our lives and draining our energy. And then that's that, like, what do you call it? That vicious circle, right? That just simply perpetuates itself in this downward spiral. How about we do the opposite of that? And so, yes, when you say disoriented, it's not surprising. Like, this is a big shift. This is a really big shift and a beautiful one. But having had so much training in the opposite direction, when we don't even know what's happening, we could have said those words before this call, but actually seeing it and feeling it and getting that in our bones and in our guts and going like, oh wow, this happens in the macro waves and the microwaves. Now I'm right, microwaves. I'm not having fun, I'm not doing it right, even in the words we choose, right? Just as we see that and embody it and know it, it's world changing. And so to be gentle with yourself in that transition, all the pieces that we do, it's why I recommend every time that we meet, just carve yourself out another hour afterwards. And if you go, well, I can't do that because I got these 10 things to do. And how am I going to get to them? Because like, I'll go back to the training from today. You know? Why do I want to do that? Well, when I do that, I'll really embody it and I'll take it out into my world in deeper ways. And I'll stop running around like with a chicken with my head cut off. And I'll have more time for everything that I do. And I'll take more inspired action and everything will be so much easier and I'll live a better life. And, you know, now are you feeling like carving out more time, right? Because I just gave you a why for it. After each of our calls, just always carve out at least an extra hour. And if you think, well, I can't do that, well, you know, what's the cost of doing it? What's the cost of not doing it, right? To actually feel this, know this, and then implement it. So, and whether you can do it right afterwards or you carve out an hour later in the day or first thing the next morning, what do I want to do? And do I even just want to, like, sometimes the things I do, it's not that Heidi's then going to go do that checklist of all those marketing things, although she might end up doing that later or whatever, right? But it might just be that Heidi, for example, and this is for all of us, goes for a walk and contemplates this and starts noticing, where else has this been happening? And where else could I make this change? Because it's going to feel so much better for her, for you, as well as the person you're serving. And so that is time well spent to go on that walk and contemplate this and let it sink into the bones. Beautiful. Thank you. Anything else bubbling up before we move on to the next piece? All right. So where we've been, and we've been many more places than this, but just to give you a bit of to orient you, right? We're not having fun. We're not doing it right. First, we started with why the big why anyway, right? You guys gave some beautiful, beautiful things to say about that. If we're not having fun, then number one, we're not doing it right. Number two is the why versus how. And number three, how why comes deeply from our stories, right? And then I said, I'd give you first thing afterwards, a technique. If we really got in our bones, and Heidi, it's been happening elsewhere on the call, but it happened right beforehand and we remember it and we feel it, that the huge difference between why versus how. Well, then we know that we want that deeper why. We know we want the why, and the deeper it is, like you could feel the depth of Heidi's right there. It's already there in just one sentence. It's not the length of the sentence. And there's a difference between if I say, well, why do I want to make coffee for Dana? Well, then she won't have to do it. Do you see that's a why? How much oomph does that have compared to what Heidi's was? Do you get it? And compared to what I said about the why for coffee before, the deeper it is. So it's how versus why, but it's also how deep can I go into that why? And then it gives me unbelievable power, like what we saw in Heidi. All right. So, well, how do I find that? Oh, that sounds funny. What's the technique? What's a thing that I can do to help me deepen that why? Well, sometimes, again, we skim along the surface and we're going more tactical and fact-wise than story-wise. So we can take our why and just keep asking why. That's why I call this point four, why, the why technique for finding a deeper why. Let me go back to my coffee example because I think it's pretty easy to understand. When I was in the how about making the coffee for Dana, I'm like, I don't even want to do it. Just like Heidi, she doesn't want to do that in one sentence, doesn't want to do that marketing stuff. The how that quickly and all the energy drained. And then I switch over to the why. Well, how am I going to do that for Dana? I have to get up early. I don't feel like it, blah, 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 blah. Thanks for sharing. Lost energy. I switch over to the why and I'm better. And I go, well, why do I want to make coffee for Dana? Well, then she won't have to do it and she'll feel good. That's pretty good. It's better than the how. But then I can just keep asking why. Well, why do I want to do it? Well, then she won't have to do it and she'll feel better. Well, why do I want that? Well, because when she feels better, for one thing, our lives are so much pleasant, both hers and mine. Well, why do I want that? Well, my relationship with my daughter really matters. I love her like breath itself, and anything that deepens our relationship. Can you see already? I just keep asking why. And just with a couple of sentences, I got from, well, she won't have to do it herself, to something that's underneath it that really matters. And remember, we have that, those kind of outer level whys and the inner level whys. We saw it with Heidi. The inner level is always the deeper level, but we will get to that inner layer as we keep asking why. I come up with a kind of functional why. Well, she won't have to do it herself. It's kind of the outer world. And I know how to do it and it's easy for me. It's kind of all outer world and functional. But if I keep asking why, I'll drop down into deeper and deeper layers, which takes us from fact to story. Make sense? By that, I mean, it's not just a simple list of facts. It's like the real things that drive us, our desires, our wants, how we live in the world, how we actually live there. All right. So if you understood that about the coffee, raise your hand. You got that. How versus the why versus the deeper why. And how we just keep asking why. And also, I want to add one more piece of it. We can say, well, why do I want that? Well, I want to make the coffee for her because, you know, these things I said. And you can add another question like, well, why do I think I'm going to get that? Why do I know I'm going to get that? Because sometimes I make the coffee, I think that I can do it, but maybe it's like, well, I can't do it because I'd have to get up too early because I, you know, it's going to be hard and I get all over there and that how again. Why do I know I'm going to get that? Well, because I've made her coffee before, so I'll probably make her coffee again. Well, why do I know I'm going to get that? Because it's easy to do and because it's fun to make coffee for her. Why do I know I'm going to get that? Because I'm so looking forward to the smile that I'm not going to be able to help myself and I'm going to just do it. Dana's going to really like that I use this example because now I want to make her coffee tomorrow. All right. It just came to me. So I just followed it. So why do I want that? And then why? Just keep asking that deeper level why. And then why do I think or know I'm going to get it? And to switch to business example, well, from the how about for the Facebook challenge title, it's like, oh, heavy. And then to the why, because clients, all those things that I said, and we'll be able to serve people and so on. Why do I know I'll get it? Well, because we've got a great team, because we'll figure out the way, because I know it's so important. There's no way I'm going to not get there because I've created other titles before, because we've created other events before, even if we haven't created a Facebook challenge. And because we're deeply in service and we've got all great minds gathered together. Did you get that? So then we have not only the energy for it, but it just feels like the next logical step. It just feels so obvious. Like, don't you know now in a way that you didn't know before that, of course, in hindsight, we were going to come up with that title for the Facebook challenge? Whereas before it felt so heavy, it felt impossible to do. And now it feels like, well, of course you did it. What if we had that power? Just let that settle in your bones for a minute. Like, did you hear that? What if we had that power for the things that we want? From making a cup of coffee to that trip that you want, to that next level of your company, to that connection with that person that you really want to reach out to, or whatever it is, to understanding who you are and what your purpose is on this planet, like to getting a new car, I don't know. Think about that. Jot it down. So a lot of you are just jot, like, what would it be like to have that power? Just dwell in that, bask in that for a moment. Take 30 seconds and feel it. Jot it down, you close your eyes, whatever allows you to access that really for a moment. Okay, good. And just finishing up that last sentence, taking it to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. And I want to add one more piece, the why, you know, just keep asking a deeper level why. And then why do I know that I'm going to get that? And then you get that you're constructing a story about that then. That's an empowering story. So another response to Dawn's question, right? How do we let go of the disempowering stories? By creating them empowering stories and living there. This is a way, another way to create that empowering story. So why do I want it? Why do I know I'll get it? And then for a leg up yoga move for the next level, it's like, why? What makes this fun? I can apply that to the coffee example, right? So why do I want it? Why do I know I'll get that? I already talked to you about that. And then why do I know it's going to be fun? Because I want to see the smile on Dana's face, because she's going to be so surprised, because I like making coffee and it's easy for me. Because often, you know, when something unexpected happens like that, because she gets up so early, doesn't expect me to make coffee at 5 a.m, like the smile on her face is just going to make us giggle. And can you see that, how this connects with point number one? If we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. You can add that layer as well. And it's just like, well, what if it could just be easy? This is where the what if it could just be easy comes from, right? Really good. And then magical things start coming your way and people start going like, how come you get things and I don't? And it's so hard for me and it's so easy for you. It's like, is it because we're doing these pieces and understanding how they work piece by piece by piece? Like our luck, we end up getting lucky in different areas. Like, how did you just meet that person? Why is it that that thing just came to you? What, all of these things we do that create these empowering stories, right? Good. And if it's not happening for you yet, don't worry about it. Let it go. Just, it is the nature of things that that's what starts to happen sooner or later. So what I'd like to do is try this out with one of you, just so we can see that modeled. Why do I want that? Why do I want that? Why do I want that? Because there's hearing it, there's understanding it, and there's hearing it, and then there's seeing that model, like we did with Heidi. That was really powerful, right? Thank you, Heidi. So let's, who would like to play with something that you want and play this, you know, why game? I'll help you. Thank you, Marnie. Okay. So Marnie, think of something that you want. It could be to make coffee. It could be to meet that next level client. It could be to double your company next year. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It could be smaller or large.
So I chose sort of the bigger purpose of my business, I guess, which is to help women reclaim their voice and share their story.
Got it. Okay. Beautiful. Because we want a why around what it is we're doing. Otherwise, why would we do it? Why would we bother, right? So reclaim their voice and tell their story. Yeah. And so let me see. I want a context for this a little bit for people so they can hear. Just so they hear a little bit of the come from place for this, so they can be with you there with Marnie. Tell them just the one or two sentence version of your background and what had you, has you even doing this, so they can hear where this arises from in you.
That when I let myself stay in toxic situations, I left my ability to speak up for myself and for others. And lost myself in it.
Huh. Already there, you can hear the why in that, right? Yeah. Beautiful. And that was the what you don't want. And on the other side of it, we turn one, this is in response to Dawn's question. Make sure you go read that Facebook note. That was a great question, Dawn. I spent some time like responding to that question. It's like a foundational question, right? When we go, no, what we don't want, we can turn 180 degrees to what we do want. Will you just give them the one sentence version of how it, some of how it manifested in your life as you left that and as you started to reclaim your voice? What did you actually do with that? What happened? A sentence or two so they understand.
To reclaim my voice, I had to leave behind the situation I was in and open myself to literally new environments and find my voice and share it with others.
Yeah, and those new environments, just so we can feel it, so we can give them an idea of, just briefly, what those were.
I just went to the opposite end of the world.
Yeah, so for example?
Africa, Madagascar, Asia.
Right, okay, got it. Yeah, so we start to feel, I just want to give them a little bit of background of what that means to you, all right? Okay, so now we can already hear it. And even as I'm asking her for the background, can you hear the why coming out? Like, why does it matter to Marnie? Because other people could use those words, but they mean something very specific to Marnie. So what's her why in this? As I asked her for the background, it was really just to inform you guys, but already the why starts coming up. All right. So, so Marnie, why does it matter to you that women reclaim their voices? And is it women, men, women?
Women.
Women. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So why do you care? Why do you care? Why do you want women to reclaim their voice and tell their stories?
I want women to know that there are options and that they can take them.
Okay. And why do you want them to know that there are options?
I want them to have the freedom of choice.
Okay. And why do you want them to have the freedom of choice?
I want them to be able to choose to be their best selves and not hiding behind expectations or societal rules or fear.
Okay. And why do you not want them to hide behind societal rules?
I want them to join me in being free to be who we are and not some construct.
Okay. Why does this matter to you? Who cares? Like I'm being the devil's advocate.
Yeah, no, I can feel it because I'm sitting there going, why do you care?
Right. See, and this process, I want you to notice this because we think that we know, but we want to go deeper and deeper. And it's not just that we're articulating it. In the articulation of it, we actually know it more deeply. And when we know it more deeply, it changes everything. Changes how people can hear us, changes how we live in the world, changes the energy behind it. So yeah, so why do you want them to join you? Why do you want them to be free from constructs? Like again, you can ask yourself, so what, so that other people don't too. And so that question, so what, said like with love. You know, and sometimes even, you know, in your face kind, don't let it go to your editor, but just like, man, look, who cares? We'll go to you fighting for that. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm doing that to help Marnie here. So yeah, so they're free of constructs. Like, well, who cares, Marnie? Like, don't constructs help us?
Because I want connection and I want them to be able to really connect.
Okay, why does connection matter to you?
My soul needs it.
Do you see we just dropped down to a deeper level? Thank you, Marnie. And interestingly, when I was just asking Marnie to fill you guys in on the background so you knew a bit about it, that's where we were actually getting to the deepest level, which we just came around to again. Can you feel that? It's like, why does your soul need it, Marnie?
It's integral to who I am and how I live.
Yeah.
And it's, I can't survive without it.
Why not?
I think we're meant to be connected.
Okay. So, and you can see that we're, you know, that one place especially started to drop in is when she said, you know, my soul needs it. And so sometimes behind our big why is something that was crossed before or we didn't have before. We could see that vibrating in Heidi too, right? And so as you started speaking about it earlier, Marnie, you said, you know, and the word that jumped out too, like I didn't, when you said it was a toxic situation and I didn't speak up and I couldn't speak up. And so like, and then I went into new environments, like these are very different things, right? So sometimes we can go to what we do want. Sometimes we go to what we don't want, and we can play with the why on either side. And it's a process, like, and you just play with it a little bit, right? So let's go a little further because I want you to see how this works on the court, right? How we actually do this and how deeply Marnie is searching to find that. So Marnie, when you say having women reclaim their voice and tell their story, you clearly were telling us earlier that you couldn't before. Am I right? Yeah, you guys all heard that. Didn't you hear that? Yeah. So talk to us about that. Like, part of your why that I'm hearing you say is that it matters to me, because you said, well, we can't survive without it. And then she said, well, we're meant to be connected. And that went to a kind of society view, right? Like everybody. But what about Marnie? That's what I want to know about, right? I can't survive without it. Why? What happened before where you felt like you weren't going to survive? What was crossed in that? What's your real why for you? What happened?
I lost myself. I lost my purpose. I lost my reason for being.
Okay. Great. Can you tell us more about that? It's up to you. You can take it as far as you want here.
No, I think the whole sense of who I was and what was important in life was shattered.
Right. Why?
Because I felt alone.
You felt, sorry, I missed
alone.
Alone. Okay. Why? Why did you feel so alone?
I didn't have the words to reach out to other people, and I was hiding behind the barriers that they couldn't reach me.
Right. And how did you feel then, Marnie?
Like I needed to go to the other side of the world.
Yeah. Thank you, Marnie. You get that we could spend the whole rest of the day and keep going like this, like this, like this, right? And could you hear how, as we keep asking that why, we keep asking that why, and we play with it. It's some of it is just like, why that, why that, why that? And then I circle back around to what I heard. And yes, I see all the hearts, you guys, you're amazing, right? Thank you. And as we go deeper and deeper in, just thinking even generally about Marnie's company, the Marnie as she started a few minutes ago versus the Marnie now, whatever she's trying to do in her company, which one's more likely to actually build it? Which one's more likely when she bumps into a stumbling block? It's like, oh man, my computer didn't work today. I guess I'll just quit, you know, because we have days like that, right? Whatever it is. Is that Marnie going to quit? And when Marnie speaks from stage, or she's speaking to one person who she could help, and whatever she says, that's inside her because she's accessed it and she's coming from that place. And she's asking them questions that require their vulnerability too about their own story. How much more likely is it that that is going to fly in the way that creates both Marnie's life and that woman who she's designed to help? If you got this, raise your hand. Yeah. Thank you, Marnie. Beautiful. All right. Jot down your biggest aha. Just take a moment. Why? Very powerful. Okay, finishing up that last sentence. This was so powerful. Thank you, Marnie, for this. I know you guys heard this. What I want to do is break you up again into pairs, maybe a group of three. And here's your task or your thing to play with, right? What's one aha that you got from this? Land on the one. Like, what's the one thing for you? You heard it from Marnie. Marnie will speak about herself, you know? Or she may be thinking about what she saw as she's looking at other people. I don't know, right? But for each of you, what's your aha for you in this? In this why? To get to that deeper level of the why. And that's what's one way that you're going to implement this? Do something with this. A great thing would be to get on a connection call and actually practice this with somebody in our community. That would be a great thing to do. You might decide to journal and on one particular thing. Marnie chose that one thing. You might decide, I want to do this with something simple like coffee to start with. That's okay too. You might go back and look at a talk and see if you can get to that deeper level of the why, deeper and deeper in the talk. That I don't know. You might think the next time you're networking and you're going to go into a conversation with somebody and you're just going to start, you know, asking them some questions. It takes conversation to a deeper level when there's an open. I don't know. A million ways you could implement it so that this is real and on the court. Don't think. Just don't think about what you're going to do when you're listening to that other person. Just listen to them. Your greatest idea might come from listening to them. And I'm giving you a big why to listen right now. Can you hear it? So listen to them first, or listen to them when they're speaking. So what's one aha from this for you? And this one, what's one way that you're going to implement something of this why? So it comes into your life really, truly. So let me divide up into the breakout rooms. Let me see. So I will give you, let me see. I'm going to give you 90 seconds each. So that's 3 minutes, and I'll give you a little bit of grace time too, so that you'll probably have about 4 minutes in there so you can get in, get out, and so on. All right. So the one with the darkest shirt is timer. The one with the lightest shirt goes first. And then when it's your turn, just time to switch. It's okay if you end mid-sentence, nothing bad will happen. All right. You can always carry on the conversation later. And give each person their full time. And if you haven't used all your time, don't go, oh, you can go. I don't have anything else to say. Don't do that. Just what else do you have to say? Even if you don't know what to say, it's like, well, how am I going to implement this? And what is it that I actually want to do about this? And I think this is why it matters to me that I'm going to do this. You can even implement it as you're speaking about this, why it matters to me to do it like this is here. Right, so use that full 90 seconds, right, to answer those two questions. Ready to go? All right, I will see you back in about 4 minutes, 90 seconds each. See you soon. And welcome back. Let's hear one aha from one of you. What's opening for you now? Was that you, Anna Maria? Thank you.
I was talking to Heidi and I was saying to her that it is amazing. I was getting goosebumps when Marnie was speaking because it was getting so deep, so deep to her, like to her soul. And I really know that I need to get to the core of my why, because I really think that I'm just on the surface of it. So we talked with Heidi and maybe we're going to do a call on getting to the why and to get into the soul of all of this.
Brilliant. Beautiful. This is time super well spent. You get that. Yeah. Thank you for that, Anne-Maria. Good. Really good. Anything else? Anything else bubbling up wanting to be shared from your Zoom breakout room? Yeah, Marie.
There's something about how when we do the why, it gets us to the vulnerability of our deeper why. And it's out of that our personal story can emerge, that ultimately we're sharing with the people we are called to serve. And it's like, that's what sets us apart. Because, you know, like I think for myself, it's like there's a lot of other people teaching writing out there, but there aren't others teaching it the way I do, because I come from my why. And so there's something about that that just has struck me as being more important than I realized before.
Marie, I love it. Brilliant and beautiful. Thank you. And you can see why having this, having our Big Why retreat and then Quantum Leaps about the vision, creating your future story, and then marketing a story. I'm so excited about that sequence for us, because when we get our word out about what we do from this place, oh my goodness. I mean, we're beyond competition. Don't even have to think like that anymore. It doesn't even make sense anymore, right? And then the other piece, again, all the pieces that we do all year long work together synergistically. The other piece that I hear you pointing to, Marie, whether consciously or not, is stories that sell now, right? Which is where we learn to tell our own personal story. How do we find the elements that we want to put into our story? Well, here's a huge, you know, fuel for the fire, or whatever, you know, this is that passionate place that it comes out of. And then, you know, we come from big self. And we don't have, well, I don't have a story to tell. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, right? That statement doesn't even make sense anymore after we saw what just happened with Marnie, right? So that we know we have a story to tell that is ours. We have a company that is different from anybody else's. Thank you for that. Yes, beautiful. All right. Anything else bubbling up? Good to go for now? Okay. So the names don't do justice to what we're actually doing here. If we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. Why versus how the why comes from our stories, where we've been, why technique for finding that deeper why. And the next place, which is number five, is everyday whys and big whys. Well, we've already got there. Not much that I need to say about this, except that I want to give you a few more examples so that you're conscious of it. No, we already are. I just want to really get it in our bones at this point, just for the next couple of minutes. Because sometimes we just go for that big why, and then it's so vast, and then we get scared, and then we, you know, think it's hard, and we forget about having fun, and so on, like we got to early on in the retreat today. But it's not just those big things, it's in everyday moments like making coffee. The making coffee example is all about that, right? So it's having a big why is both these big things, like, what do I want to do with my life so that I can die happy, you know? Like, so that I've lived a fulfilled life. It's those big, big macro questions. And it's also a way of life moment to moment. And I've been trying to mark that here in my teaching today, right? In our time together today. I've been working with this for so long. Yes, I forget and I go to the how, and then somebody around me will remind me too, right? But even in training, for instance, like, well, go and listen to that other person because. That's having a why about how are you going to spend those 2 minutes so that your experience will be richer. Because if you're there going like, oh, what am I going to say? And I have to sound smart. Nobody was doing that. All right. But we miss the moment. So it's both everyday whys and big whys. And just a quick other couple of examples. When I went to, you've heard me tell the story before, probably, when I went to talk to a trainer years ago, because I wanted to, you know, have a trainer at the gym. He said, well, so why do you want to do this? Ask me that question. He said, I've spent longer with you on the intake than anybody else ever, because he asked me the question. And then he was willing to listen. Why do I want to go to the gym? Because it's a way of looking. Well, you know, I want to hike with my daughter when I'm in my 80s, and I want to feel strong, and I want to hold headstand longer, because when I'm in my headstand, you know, and I do my yoga practice, I'm centered, and I teach, and my teaching really matters. The more centered I am, the more I'm like, you know. And yeah, so it's everyday things. This is an everyday conversation. But he asked, and he was, and I would have stopped if he didn't want to hear it, but he really wanted to hear it. And by the end of that conversation, he said, I've never wanted to work with somebody ever before as much as you. I've been doing this work forever, because our whys ignite other people as well. I wasn't trying to do that. It's just how, it's why I was really there. I knew why I wanted to do that. And it was very deep, because it's layers and layers of it. It's like, not just, well, you know, I know it's healthy to train a few times a week. It's like, I want to hike with my daughter when I'm 80. So from hiking to a trip and then this summer too. So I want to give you a couple different examples. You know, I did my best to take care of this community this summer. I did my very best. That was my intention in my company. It's like, you guys matter. But other than that, I basically left my company for about 4 months. The team was running things, I canceled things, I didn't do anything. I just took care of my mom. Talk about having a big why. I knew exactly why I was there. I wouldn't have done anything else. And it didn't matter if I was up late. It didn't matter if I hadn't slept right. It didn't matter if, you know, I was like, how are we going to find the right hospice for her? None of them are over. None of that. Just it all fell away. The power that this gives us for the big, the small, for the people in our lives, for our companies, it's a moment by moment. And it's at the small, medium, large levels of our lives. It's everywhere. You know, we already got there, but I want to give you a couple more examples just so we really hear how we have everyday whys and to big whys. And then even in the vision for a company, and we saw that, or, you know, earlier and with Heidi, like why do you want to reach out to somebody even? Or why are we building this company? Like with Marnie, right? Building my company. Why do I want to build my company? Because I want to live a life on purpose. And I could go on for another hour, you know, I could and longer, right? But one of my whys for that is how can I even envision that I'm going to inspire my daughter to live a life on purpose if I don't do it? I do my best to live my life on purpose because I can say whatever I want. She's going to model on what I'm doing. And if I just, you know, well, yeah, you can do whatever you want, but hey, it didn't work out for me, but whatever, you know, like, I want to live a life on fire. Because I would do anything for my daughter. So it's at that level as well. And the personal and the business interconnect. Why at every level of our lives, every level of our company, every moment of our day, it's there whether we know it or not. And we can tap into its power when we're conscious of it and we choose. Right. So what I want to do is just a couple of, just for a couple of minutes here, just to hear it from you. So you know, not just like I gave you examples from my life. I would love to hear a couple examples from your life. And it can be a big why, and it can be an everyday why, and it can be a personal why, and it can be a company why. Where are some of the places actually really, not just, well, I'm going to apply it in sales. You know, like that's the first level, but it might be, I'm going to apply it, my big why in sales, because I really want to serve people. Or it could be, I'm going to apply it the next time I'm speaking on stage. Because I bet there's one person in the audience that really needs that message. So I'm going to craft my talk the best I can, right? It's going to hear it. So I'm taking it to this level, but then the deeper level. Let's give me some examples from your life that come off the top of your head of where this matters for you. I mean, the answer is everywhere, but let's give some examples. So let's hear from, you know, a couple of you. Just unmute and tell us where you want to apply this. You can name anything in your life. And if you start with that surface level, it's perfect because we'll help you take it deeper just in a sentence or two. Dawn, thank you.
I'm going to use my why when I'm making the updates to my website because that's my goal for the year, to finish the year.
Yeah. The words on the website completely change when we come from this place, don't they? Of course they do. Yeah. And then you can even ask the why about your website and then what's the website connected to? Like, what's your bigger goal that website is trying to fulfill? Because a website is just a website, and like, unless there's a reason for that website to be too. What are you wanting to do with that? Right. So there's both the bigger levels of it and then the smaller levels of it. It might be like, I'm going to write my about page. Like, I'm thinking about my why for that, et cetera. Right. Thank you. Let's hear a couple more. Marie, thank you.
I'm going to use my big why the next time I have an option to go to the gym and work out or stay home and lie on the couch. Okay,
yeah. And big whys are contagious, aren't they? You heard mine, right?
So. Lately, the couch has been winning, so I need a bigger why.
I love it. Thank you, Marie. And again, you know, we think, well, we got to motivate ourselves. We got to, you know, in order to do the work so that we can stay fit or whatever. No, tap into the why and it'll happen. It's just going to happen when we go deeply enough. Why that, why that, why that? Thank you, Marie. Let's hear one or two more so we can hear some of the diverse places. Yeah, Anna Maria and then Diane.
I think to every writer that I'm teaching, I'm going to help them with the why of getting to the horse's heart.
Completely different, right? Because if we just say, well, you know, get to your horse's heart, well, who cares? They don't get it. But that level and then that level and then that level, oh my goodness. Fabulous. Thank you. Yes. Diane.
I'm going to put my everyday why into having fun shoveling snow instead of grumbling.
I love that. And you know, when you think about the life force energy that we have for our mission on this planet, when we spend it because we're so caught up in the how, we're so caught, you know, we're trained that way and so on. And then we live life leaking energy over there. And then we try not to leak energy over here in our companies. And like, there's a mismatch. And so when we can bring that into the snow shoveling, and I can think of like, because my mind just works that way. Wow, it's great exercise. And you get to see your neighbors. And you know, for me living in Calgary, Calgary is a friendly city. So when you're out shoveling snow, sometimes you see people and you make connections. And isn't that wonderful? Because our world is so disconnected, you know, just off the top of my head, it's so easy because, you know, it's a practiced way of being. And then a little bit, do you maybe want to go to shovel snow? I didn't want to go shovel snow until I said those things. Now I kind of almost want to, right? Thank you, Diane. All right, you guys got it. Anything else wanting to be said? Everyday wise and our big, big wise and everything in between. This is like moment by moment practice. All right, beautiful. Okay. So where we are, if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. Why versus how? Why comes from our stories? Why, that technique for finding the deeper why, everyday wise and big wise. And then number six is your big vision. I already said this. I just want to spend just a moment on it because we'll go deeper into this next week. But I just want to make sure that we got to this point. Your big vision creates a big why. I don't think I need to say much more because in that, as Marnie was going to that why, that why, that why, that why, couldn't you hear scintillating behind that a vision of a different world? Where women owned their voices, a vision of a different world where they didn't end up in toxic environments where they couldn't speak, a vision of a world where people were connected. Couldn't you feel it? We didn't frame it that way, but wasn't it there? So that's why, again, what we do this week and next week, they're so interconnected. So as you have that big why, as you create that big vision, that is the thing that creates the why. But I wanted to do them in this order, the big why first, because sometimes we come at vision, and I know you've probably all done some kind of visioning work. We come at it so mechanically. We come at it so like, what's the how? We come at it all backwards. When we start with this fuel and then go to what our vision is with this behind us, is a completely different energy. Make sense? But yeah, exactly. But I want you to tell you to underline that the arrows go both ways. We could have done it the other way around, but I wanted it fueled by this. But as we create that big vision, and we heard it inside what Marnie was saying, that the why is just, of course, it's there. If it's actually a vision that we're behind, if it's actually a vision we want to create, not the one that's we're supposed to do, not the one that's somebody else's idea, not the one that is us coming from ego or small self or what the world thinks we're supposed to do, being in the passenger seat of somebody else's story. We come from this place and then create the vision from there. It has such fire and beauty and power. All right. And I just want to underline, so big vision creates a big why, that's number six. I want to underline the connection with story again. That should be obvious to us when we look at story. We forget, but it's obvious, right? Because if you think about those who watched Peaceful Warrior with me in Story Mastery, and if you didn't, again, you'll have access to those recordings. We'll do it again next summer. I can't, you know, it's like one piece of what we do. So Peaceful Warrior, a story of a gymnast. And he wants something. He wants to get the gold, right? In that film, right? But he wants something so much deeper. He wants to understand that there's more to life than what he's been living. He wants like all these things underneath, right? And so he has a vision for something bigger. And he has a deep why, especially when stuff happens. And he has an even deeper driving force to create that. The why and the vision are connected, and story is what shows us how that happens. Think of Hunger Games. Why don't you give a couple different examples, right? So in Hunger Games, Katniss Everdeen, she has a freaking big why at the beginning of the story for doing something atrocious where she's probably going to get killed brutally, right? That's the plot of the story. That's the essential plot. And she has the fire and power to do that because she has a freaking big why. It's how stories work. She will do anything to protect and save her little sister. So she takes her little sister's place in the Hunger Games where it's going to be awful and she'll probably die a brutal death and it doesn't matter. Her why is that big. And her vision that her sister will live a good life just scintillates and is so powerful that her sister can be free. And the why that propels it, that the obstacles don't even matter. Like, it's just like, of course she's going to do what is unthinkable to people. If you can feel how it's right in the heart of story, vision and why connected, and story shows us how that works. Raise your hand. Is that making sense with my example? Yeah, you guys got it. Good. Okay. All right. Just trying to decide how deeply I want to go into this piece, because we're going to do much more. We got a whole half day retreat for this next week. So excited for it. But I want, and really make sure you do the survey. It's going to give us a jumpstart. You'll fill out that survey differently too after this, right? So remembering that as you create your vision, create it from the fun, create it from the joy. And I'm going to go to Katniss Everdeen again. She doesn't, thinking of her vision for her sister and her vision for what she's going to do. What's in her mind, yes, she's going to do all that stuff in the Hunger Games and it's going to be ugly and awful for her. That's, you know, it's a hard thing to do that she's stepping into. But it's her vision of her sister. Isn't that what's in her heart? She's thinking about her sister as she does it. She's not thinking about all that stuff. Her mind and heart are in the vision. And again, if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. I don't know if I would call all the way to fun as she's raising her hand going like, I'm going to do this for the Hunger Games, you know? But she's thinking about the best life for her sister. She's got her eye on the vision, not on all that stuff. And she's certainly not thinking about the how. It's nowhere near. It's impossible, isn't it? It's just like, you can't do it, but she doesn't care because the vision is so strong. And because she's got her eye on her sister, she's wanting to create joy. So I wouldn't call it all the way over to fun, but focused on the joy, focused on what's beautiful that can be created even in that awful scenario. Making sense? What we focus on expenses, why we start out with Shavasana. It's like, what did you love about that? 10,000 things you didn't like, what did you love? 10,000 things you didn't love, what did you love? What did you love? What did you love? What did you love? Because we create that vision. Because that's who we become. If that makes sense to you, what I'm focused on expands, and that's who I become. Raise your hand if you get that. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Beautiful. All right. All right. One more thing I want to say. And again, next week is more on the vision. Remember, quantum leaps create your future story. What's the story that I'm creating that I'm actually going to live, that I want to create? I just want to say one word about that, one piece about that. Underneath number six, big vision creates a big why. We can create this as specifically or as not specifically as we need to, in order to feel aligned. So can you feel that the specifics have power? Think Marnie. The more deeply she got into that why, and the more specifically it carved out her real vision, both the why and the vision were getting more and more specific. And as she, even if she didn't name it as vision, it was there. And as it became more and more specific, it gained more and more power. Make sense? And so we can go as specific or as general as we want. And as we create our vision, again, more about vision next week. Sometimes our vision is something like, well, our vision and our why stay at that surface level. I know we touched on this, but I want to give another example. Underneath big vision creates big why, number six. My vision is to create my company. I want to do that so I can help people and make some money so I can travel. How much oomph does that have so far compared to what we've seen? Like none compared to what we've seen already, right? And people think that, well, that's a vision. People think that's a why. Deeper levels. And one of the reasons that didn't go so deep, we just hadn't done the, you know, ask why, but also we hadn't used the tools of story to create a deeper vision and to create that specificity. Story is very specific. You know, Katniss needs to go to the Hunger Games where they brutally have this, but her sister is, you know, there's details. And one of the pieces, let me give you an example, a piece from Story Mastery, imagery. So images are things we touch and feel and smell and taste and hear, right? So the senses. So there's none of that in that abstract sort of generalized vision that had no oomph compared to what Marnie did. Well, I want to create a company that's going to help some people. Well, a lot of people stay at that level, right? And we do it accidentally. We don't know we're doing it. It's going to help some people and I'm going to make some money so I can travel a bit. There's nothing specific in there. There's no imagery. There's no pictures in our mind. There's nothing of what it is. And could you see how Marnie thinks about women's voices is very Marnie. It comes deeply from her own experience. And we could dive into what she wants to. And it's not that she's becoming a travel guide. That's not her area, right? But her own experience of how that happened for her is going to be very important as she reaches out to other people and they're going to understand her vision, right? There's marketing a story. So specificity. Sometimes if we get more specific, we get afraid. I'm going to create $1 billion by tomorrow. And we just go, and we freeze, all right? So check in with your body and see how it feels. And with Marnie, this is a hard, thank you, Marnie. Like, thank you for your, you know, courage in that and for your vulnerability and sharing. But I don't know that I could say that that's a fun moment for Marnie, but do you see that she's going to create so much more fun in her life? And she's going to create so much more vision and so much more power, and it's going to be a much better life, right? So it's not that there can't be hard moments, but she's going to create something so much bigger. And the specificity is what got us there. And so let me see if I can give another example. So big vision creates a big why. Story will help us get there. We can use story tools to help us deepen our vision. And my example of too much specificity, because I'm not ready for it, $1 billion tomorrow, I don't even believe it. And it springs in the opposite direction. And here I want to give an example from The Science of Getting Rich. I love that book, Wallace Waddles, 1910, A Brilliant and Heart-Centered Mind, about how everybody on the planet can be uplifted. Abundance is our birthright. And he talks about in chapter 6, I think it is, a man who just had a vision and he just thought, well, you know, maybe I could have a coal stove and I could have a little rug for my house and that would be better, you know? And even that, you know, that's as specific as he could get in that vision. And that's what he really, really wanted. And he had a big why for it. He doesn't go into this in Science Getting Rich, but I can envision it. You know, because it's cold in the winter and he wanted to stay warm. And that was connected with his vision. And it's what he could feel good about envisioning. And then once he received that, then he could envision more. So sometimes it's generalized, it's surfacey. And we start there. There's nothing wrong with that. But then we dive deeper and deeper and deeper. And the deeper we dive in, the more it's going to have the power and color and specificity of story. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. All got that? Yeah, we could spend the whole day on that easily, but I wanted to get the general principle of it and how this connects with story. All right, big vision creates a big why. And number 7 is power of emotion for your why and your vision. I only need 1 minute on this because we already saw it. We saw it with Heidi, we saw it with Marnie. If Marnie had stayed at, I think women should have a voice. There's no power in that. It depends how she says it. If she said it from that place, it would have power. It's not the words themselves in this case, right? but we get to, and Marie called it that vulnerable place, right? That place where there's ourselves invested in it. We saw it deeply with Marnie. We saw it deeply with Heidi. We get there through everything we're learning today. That's when it has power. That's also when it comes from our biggest self, right? If I just say, well, I want to create a company and I'm going to help some people, like there's none of me in there. Can you hear that? There was all of Marnie showing up. That was a big self. That was a challenging moment. They're challenging moments to pull that out from inside of her. But could you feel that that was all of Marnie showing up in all of her beautiful self and what her vision is, what her why is? So both our vision and our why have to tap into our emotions. It's not an intellectual game. That's why sometimes also vision boards or affirmations, all that stuff, they can fail because they're not getting to that deep level of story, not getting to, it's intellectualized. Ourselves are on the other side. Like, I want to go to Italy, but I don't really believe I can. And I'm looking at that vision board about Italy, but there's none of me in there. And I don't know why I even want it. This, what we're doing today, if you want to use some of those other tools and techniques, there's a thousand of them out there, vision boards, affirmations, you know, journaling. I love all those techniques, but when it's fueled by this, that's when it takes us somewhere. Making sense? It's got to be connected with that emotion inside of us, which we saw so beautifully today. So thank you once again. Like, so we really actually get it. All right. And a couple other people. I haven't forgotten about the questions. I know there's a couple of questions on deck. Yeah, thank you, Marie. Thank you. So we're gonna just wrap up just a couple last things. Sometimes we can't be so specific because we freak out. Oh, I'm gonna make $1 billion tomorrow. But as entrepreneurs, we want to be specific because without Marnie's specificity, people can't hear her. So we also need to be able to learn how to dive down into that specificity. And we do it in the places that we can. Some places we might not be able to yet. And we start to discern that. But as entrepreneurs, we need to dive into that specificity. We saw it so well with Marnie. Making sense? Yeah. So big vision creates a big why. Power of emotion with for your why and your vision. That's where we got to here. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to skip number 8 because that's about, you know, something that you did where you came from a big why. That's the exercise I wanted to do with you, but we've done such a deep dive on our why. You got it so deeply. I want to make sure that I leave time for the questions that are on deck still. Okay. And then I did tell you that I was going to talk about money. This only takes a couple minutes because we got it so deeply already. So why do we want to make money? So often if we're heart centered, we go, well, it's not about the money. But then that's like, imagine money were a person and we treated that person like that. Well, it's not really about the money. I don't really care about money. It's not about that. I'm in it for something else. Imagine money were a person. I don't really care about you. It's not about you. It's really about something else, but they stick around. And money is, it's like, it's a deep lifeblood part of our companies. Without it, it's a hobby. Without it, we don't have a company. And it's just an energy form. It's a way that we exchange value. If we're receiving money from somebody, it's because we're putting value out there and uplifting the world. Right? So we want to make friends with money. I just wanted to give that example about money. Well, and having a big why around money so that we can make friends with it in case we grew up with some things about money. Money doesn't grow on trees. Only bad people have money or whatever it is, like letting that go. Having a why about money. Just want to take a couple minutes over this. Well, why do we want money? As heart-centered entrepreneurs, it's kind of like, well, often we go, well, I don't really want money. And that's like pushing our friend away, right? Don't do that. I'd like to help people. Well, I want to give it away. Again, can you hear how those are all kind of surfacey? So dive deeper into that. Well, why do you want to give the money away? Who do you want to help? You know, is there a particular cause that you're interested in? And why do you care about that? And you can do that very same thing so that we don't remain at that surface level. Well, I want to help people, you know, what's the deeper and deeper level. And this, with thanks to Peak Potential's training about money, because people often go, well, I want to travel. I'd really like to make money. Like, it's so surfacey. One of the things they taught me, and I it took me several times taking the same course to hear it. They said, here's some good reasons to want money, to think that that's something that will serve us in our lives. They said, lifestyle. These are whys for money. Contribution. And who I need to become. So, well, I want to travel a little bit, and like none of that has power. And each one of these areas is worth diving into, because if we can't make friends with money, we won't grow our company. If you get that, raise your hand. If I can't make friends with money, I will not grow my company. Thank you. Yeah. So each one of these we can dive into. Will my daughter forgive me? I think so. I will confess to her. Let me see if I can do this. I think I can. Oh, right now it happens to be on me. My screensaver. I think if I share my screen, you guys will see. This is, happens to be me, but it rotates. This is me ziplining with my daughter when she's in grade 9. She's finishing her fifth year of university right now. This is lifestyle. And I wish that it was on my daughter, because the smile on my daughter's face is like mine here. To be able to, oh, it's me again, goodness. All right. And good for, I mean, I'm happy too that I had that smile on my face, but what really lights me up is the smile on my daughter's face, lifestyle. My daughter, we didn't know that guy was, we forgot he was taking pictures. I was like this big, genuine smile. Like I would live lifetimes to do that. So lifestyle, can you see, we go in deeper and deeper through story, through imagery. I'm showing you this, I can describe it further, right? The deeper and deeper why of lifestyle, contribution. That we're actually uplifting people, that we're helping people. And the same way we can do that with, like we did with Marnie, deeper dive into contribution. Marnie showed us that already. Heidi did too, right? Who I need to become. To hold space for another human being at the highest level. To build a company, that takes stuff, right? That takes a lot. And when we go deeply into those wives, we make deep friends with money so that we can grow our company. I just wanted to go through that quickly for you, because you can do that in every area of your life. You know, wealth, health, happiness, friends, family, all these areas that we want in our lives. Take it, find the why, find what you want, find that deeper and deeper level why. There's a bit of a start around money, and we can do that for all the areas in our lives. Make sense? All right, jot down your biggest aha. All right, finishing up that last sentence, taking that to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. Let's hear one aha, just a mini empty out the room so that we'll be able to have ears to hear for the question that we're going to dive into next, Mary Kay's and Dawn's. One aha, what's opening for you now? Who would like to share? Anna Maria, thank you.
My aha is look for what's in my heart and soul for my vision.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like what we saw today. It's a deep, deep dive. And I'm so glad you're going to be on that connection call. It's so good. This is worthy of spending time on. This changes everything, right? So thank you. Yes. Let's hear one more. An aha. Who has an aha they would like to share? It could be from what we just did. Or from any piece. I just want to tie a little bit of a bow so we have ears to hear the next piece. I know it's been a lot today. Yeah, Mary Kay, thank you.
I really like the part that money is about who I will become.
Mm-hmm.
that I felt that in my body.
Yeah, thank you. In order to, like, as our company grows and as we're, you know, doing high ticket work, for instance, which we talk about and how to do that and implement the high ticket virtual retreat, what is it to hold space at that level? What is it to run a team? What is it to even know that we're worthy of having a team behind us for that mission? Like, all is huge. It's a great way for a heart-centered person to come to have a good relationship with money, which is required if we're actually going to do the work that we're meant to do. Thank you, Mary Kate. Beautiful. Thank you for pulling that out. All right. Where I want to go next is the questions that are on deck, because I said I want to leave this till the end because we have more resources after everything that we've done today to address these questions, right? So first off, I just want to do a quick bit with Dawn and then come to Mary Kay and then maybe back to Dawn, we'll see. Right, so Dawn posted, and please go read it on Facebook. I took quite a bit of time answering that question because it's such a foundational question. In fact, I asked my team, can we make a handout out of this? Because these are, you know, this is crucial. So Dawn says, having come to a deep understanding of the power of stories I tell myself, what have you found to be the most effective ways and tools to use for changing our disempowering stories? I just want to underline one answer that I gave there. I gave 19, 20 different answers, right? One of them was, well, what's coming up is going to help. And now I have the tools or the, because we've been doing this, to just go a little deeper in that. How do I, you know, transform my disempowering stories? Well, from today's work, when I'm focused on my why, let me just go to Katniss Everdeen for a minute and Hunger Games. Disempowering story, well, you know, if I were at the Hunger Games, I would never survive and I'm not very good to my sister or whatever. I don't know what her disempowering stories might have been pre-film. But can you see that? Does it make sense that as she has this burning, yearning, and deep why, and she's got a huge mission, all that stuff is like, she doesn't have to have time for that anymore. It falls away because this is where she's focused. And another example from today's work, Heidi's like, well, how am I going to get more people there? And it feels really hard. And it's, you know, all that markety stuff. And then, you know, and then she might have disempowering stories and we could elaborate what they are. And we could, one way we could do it is dive into them and transmute them. We can do all kinds of things with them, right? Or we can go from today and go like, what's your why? And then all of Heidi's disempowering stories about why that's going to be hard and what she's been taught, whatever it is, is like, I bet that Heidi's going to either pick up the call, pick up the phone, or send that person a note. This is going to happen because that falls away because it has to, because we're so strong in why we're on this planet and why we're doing what we're doing moment by moment in the big ways and in between ways. And we know how to go why and why, et cetera. So I just wanted to underline that one piece of the answer from the 20 things that I answered there. All right. And we may or may not circle back around again, but I love the questions. Please go read the answer there. And Dawn, also, if there's more that you want to pick up, remember, you can always post a follow-up question, and please do post a follow-up question for Facebook, for here. It's like your questions uplift everybody. All right. So I want to go to Mary Kay's talk. She asked a really wonderful and specific question, and now I've got my notes in front of me too. So, I don't have a question in front of me. I have my answers in front of me. So Mary Kate was talking about, well, what are three things that I can take from this, or what three things that I can do to the three, I remember the three, in order to create my webinar out of what I've done, right? And so what I have, Mary Kate, so far, and we can please repost it and we can take it in a next level at next week's call, right? And always, I encourage you, if you all ask questions, that's fantastic, right? Keep posting questions, post them on the Facebook page for our calls and to respond to on Facebook and so on. So the first thing I want to underline in response to this question, and I'll give you at least three things here, Mary Kay, but the first thing is, like, how can I use this? The essence of the question that I hear is, how can I use this as a springboard for my next iteration of my talk? That's the most important piece of it, right? I did this. No, Mary Kay, you tell me, how do you articulate the question? Because I want to get it right.
Well, kind of, but I guess it was a sort of a negative that I was thinking, what did I do wrong in that talk that I can fix to do right in the next talk?
Can you see already one answer I'm going to give is, because like, how am I going to get this talk right this time? Because, and then just reference what we did with Heidi and her marketing. How am I going to create that talk that's going to be better? Because I don't know how to do it because this one, and then it's like, so already the way the question is framed, and I know you can hear it now, Mary Kay, it's harder to get there from there. And yeah, so
I can go with either though. I can.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. And so here's how I would like to reframe it a little bit. It's like, wow. And it's right in my notes, right at the top. Great job doing the talk and getting out there and getting paid for your work. Look, how that is the foundation of it. Yes, like give that a round of applause, right? Because we want to, the very first part is we want to come from big self in it. Notice what you've actually done. Celebrate that. See how beautiful it is. Without that, we can't get anywhere. And in fact, our very first person in this community who came to do the work for, goodness, it was at least a couple of years, excuse me, she said that was the most important thing that I learned in 2 years, Michelle. The previous version of a piece that she'd written, she's like, well, yeah, that one wasn't good. I want to make it better. And she's like, oh, I got to love on that and see what's beautiful in it. She said it was the most important thing she learned. And we did a deep, deep dive for 2 years. So I just want to start from that foundation. Can't say it enough. Great job doing the talk, getting out there, getting paid for your work. And don't say, I already know that. Dwell there, be there, know that. You've done phenomenal work. And for those who are, don't compare your middle to somebody else. Don't compare, you know, your beginning to somebody else's middle. Mary Kay's been working this. So some of you are going, what? You even got a talk? I'd love to have a talk, you know, right? So, and then it's so easy not to see the beauty of what you've done. And then to come deeply from that place. And yes, we can get to tactical things. Like we got to attack something tactical for Heidi. She's going to actually go do something that's going to be much more productive, but that first, and that comes right from the inspired action blueprint. Gather the energy first. Don't skip this step. If you want to do any kind of inspired action, always gather the energy first. So first gathering the energy. And do that by knowing the great work that you've already done. You all heard me, right? I think I'm saying it more because the one who I think has heard it probably the least, I'm not sure, but is Mary Kay herself, which is usually the way it goes. Everybody else goes, yeah, wow, Mary Kay, that's amazing. But I know you're hearing it now, Mary Kay. I think you're hearing it now.
Yeah, I mean, I like my talk. I like it a lot.
Good. Yay. Perfect. All right. So the one, the couple of pieces that I want to give you, I mentioned it, but now we'll hear it more deeply. Notice the things that are going well and build those, like do that. And I love the way you dive right into Julia and that she saved her horse from the fire. And this is great stuff in the photo. I know you guys haven't all seen that, but that's wonderful because it gives, I said it, but you can hear it more clearly now, all of you, because it gives people a why for listening, right? If this work can actually have that kind of impact, I'd better listen to Mary Kay because, you know, if it can save a horse from fire, certainly it can do what I want to do with my horse. It's giving somebody a why, a deep why for listening and a deep why for learning what it is that she has to say. So from the looking from the eyes of having a big why, these are great things that are happening in the talk. Now, also looking from the eyes of having a big why, one of the things that I would, let me see. The biggest piece that I would work, that I would have you focus on is the PSPS, problem, solution, problem, solution. And now we have the language to say it. So we solve a problem for somebody. They come with a problem. We solve that. Then now they have a new, genuine, bona fide, a new problem. And then the new solution is whatever it is the next level work with them, right? And what that is, one way to look at that is it's a series of whys, you know? Well, and it's why and it's vision. You know, what's the thing that they really want? What's their desire? What is it actually? And so let me just go through this. And I know that you'll be able to hear this. I'm looking for the words to say it. So Mary Kay says, and the email that you sent me, I can tell them this PSPS here. Mary Kay, you're okay with that? Okay. So Mary Kay says, like, what's the main point of the talk? Pay the right kind of attention to ride with the 1-2-3 game. Use the right equipment to ride with the 1-2-3 game. Selecting the right equipment depends on what your horse tells you he likes. Find out what equipment that your own individual horse likes. It's not one size fits all. So the problem is the fear of falling off a horse when it spooks or bucks. The solution is the 1-2-3 game. The next problem is how to use the 1-2-3 game when riding your horse. And the next solution is get my equipment free gift as a starter so you'll know the right equipment for your horse. Right? I know I went through that pretty quickly and there's more details. But when we think about desire and we think about that why, this is the heart of a talk. And even before listening to the talk, this is the piece that I would hone. This is the part that I would work on. Because you want to work with their desire. Like, think about Katniss Everdeen. What's the problem she's trying to solve? Keeping her sister alive. The solution is go and, you know, be in the Hunger Games. The problem is that she's probably going to get killed and now her sister's going to be alone. The solution is stay alive in the Hunger Games. Like, it's a very sequential and logical thing. And each time fueled by a vision of what's wanted, right? So the problem, let me see, I've got it right here. The problem, fear of falling off a horse when the horse spooks or bucks, then the solution is the 1-2-3 game. You can use that. That makes sense, right? My horse spooks, so I can use this, it'll work. The next problem is how to use the 1-2-3 game when riding your horse. It's different with each horse, so how do you know what to do? Okay, that works. The next solution, get my equipment free gift as a starter so you'll know the right equipment for your horse. Can you hear just a little bit of disjointedness there, Mary Kay? We want to be able to tell it in a sentence at a time, and however it goes in the longer version of the talk, we will be able to hear the glitch in just the problem solution outline. And we can think of it about, like, where's the desire and what's my why for going to that next place, all right? And let me give you an example of how I might tweak that. You might think of one of your other free gifts to go to. It could be that, and again, we just have to practice it and see how it goes and then do the next iteration of it, right? The equipment, there might be too much false closure about it. Oh, I already know it. Oh, I can Google that kind of thing. There might be false closure. And also because the problem solution doesn't follow as clearly, right? So, and for those of you who don't have a talk yet, you're so far ahead, right? This is what you can do when you create your talk. And it's what we need to do with our clients anyway, when we have a business. What's the problem we're solving? What's the next problem we're solving? It's in many areas of our company, all right? So here's another sequence that I came up with for you, Mary Kay. It might or might not be the right one, but it has to be so logical and so easy to hear, like my what I said with Katniss Everdeen. You all followed when I said with Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games, I want my sister, but the problem is my sister's going to die. The solution is go join the Hunger Games. The problem is now I'm in the Hunger Games, I won't be around to protect her and she's still going to be not safe. The solution is, geez, I better stay alive in the Hunger Games. She's got a big why. So here's one way of doing it. It might not be quite right. It's your field. You'll get it. But it might be something like this. Problem solution. Your horse bucks and that's bad. Or, you know, your horse does X and that's bad. The solution, use this technique. That's very clear, isn't it? Y'all following so far? It's got to be that clear. The problem is, well, it's not going to work without XYZ, you know, XYZ for you in the States, right? And you did do that. Like, it's different for each horse, but you got to make sure that they follow along with that, that there isn't false closure. So I would look at that next problem, make sure it's clear. And then it's the last solution that doesn't follow the sequence so well. So the next solution has got to be horse bucks, use this technique. It won't work without X. Get my free gift and it'll make it work. Aren't you coming with me now in that argument? And for each one, then all the way along, I have a why. I have a why for listening. I have a why for, you know, I have a vision of how I want my life to be better, you know, as this person who's with my horse. And I have a why for taking that action at the end. so that my life will be better according to the vision that we're talking about in this talk. So here's a deep dive application of both the why and the vision in a very concrete business scenario that Mary Kay brought to us. So there's some other, like anything else compared to that. I said there'd be three things, but I just want to give you that, Mary Kay, because figuring that out, you can see from a why and a vision perspective is crucial. I think it's in the second problem solution, and I think it's in the free gift. I think you might want to change the, having done it now, change the free gift is going to, and make sure that you could tell it to a six-year-old and they would understand the sequence. What the vision is, what the why is, what do your people actually want? And so for next time, you can repost again, because I didn't get to your this is for you if, right? So I've got to listen to more of your talk, but that's the very, your outline itself tells me what's going on. Make sense?
Yeah, and this gives me a better idea of how I can adapt it, because like I say, this was at a conference and I was talking about the other person's work.
Yeah.
The 1-2-3 game is not mine.
Right.
And so, this gives me a different, because that's what I was struggling with. I thought, how do I use that talk to give another talk that's not about the 1-2-3? It's going to be about my work.
But isn't that wonderful? Because it's the same structure of the talk. I know we're now at time. I'm going to stay here a little longer for your ahas and your inspired actions. If you have to go, I honor that. You just go. If you need to go, you'll get the recording later. But I'm going to stay a little bit later. The ahas are my favorite part. Often my favorite part, because I hear what you heard and you get to hear what other people have heard. It could be your most important breakthrough here. But so I want to stay to finish off this question, then we'll stay for some ahas. And if there are any remaining questions too, I'll stay or stick around for a bit. So make sure to get your survey in and come back for Quantum Leaps next week. It's going to be super fun. All right. So the structure holds though, right? When we build a talk, the structure still holds. Your horse bucks or whatever it is, X, that's bad. You know, your horse doesn't listen. Horse bucks and that's bad. Problem. Solution used to be the 1-2-3 game, but you just slide in there what you do, which will be more authentic to you, which is following your big why and your vision. It's actually taking the experience you had over here, which is beautiful in all that you did, and actually honing it in on your work, right? Thank you so much, Marie. So problem, solution, it's going to be a different solution in there. The problem that's remaining is probably going to be something about the intricacy with which you have to listen, maybe knowing your work, but they have to be able to understand it. If they don't understand it, they'll just think that it's surface level, all right? So that problem has to be well articulated. What's the problem that remains? And the solution, I think it's one of your other free gifts that you're gonna add as a solution that they must have. They have to have that in order to solve this burning problem, because they have a vision of what's possible and they have a huge why for getting your free gift. Is that making sense?
Yes, I probably could have structured a little bit tightly, because what I did was just talk about equipment all through my whole talk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you can't hear it though in the PSPS.
Yeah, that's where it was missing.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise they're hearing that you're talking about equipment, but they don't know the why. They're hearing at how level, not a why level from what we've been talking about today. So everything we've done today will help you. When you look through those eyes and look back at your talk, you're going to see all kinds of things you're going to be able to do now. Beautiful question. All right. I said I circle around to Dawn again, but we're at time. The biggest thing I wanted to say was thank you for posting that question, Dawn. I gave my best answer, like 20 different answers. And if you have a follow-up question about that, any one of them, please, please post the follow-up question. It was a brilliant, brilliant, beautiful question. Both of these beautiful questions. And as you reread that answer in Facebook, which I encourage you all to do, even if you've seen it, you'll hear different things in it now that we've done this. All right. So, and Dawn, one of the ways you might want to follow up with that is, see, I don't know what the specific disempowering story is that you are working with. And like we saw in Marnie today, it has more oomph and power and I can help you. I can give you specific techniques, but I don't know how they apply to you yet. This is probably, your talk is going to be like this, Mary Kay. I don't know how they apply to you yet, unless you tell me more about that. If you want to post a follow-up question, that would be just perfect. You don't have to, but you could, because when we know more specificity, like with Marnie, it has more oomph. What is the most of these 20 things? And I could give you 20 more all year long is the answer to the question, right? But we can dive in with something that's really specific to you if you choose. in another answer to that question, which serves everybody, is a great, great question. It's right at the heart of what we're doing here. Helpful, Dawn? Good enough for now?
Oh, it was excellent. I'm going through them and writing it all down for myself and thinking about it. And it helps a lot. Thank you so much for taking all of that time to write those answers.
I'm so glad. Well, again, I just thank you. I just love it when you post your questions. So post them in the Facebook group. There's always going to be a post where it says, you know, post your questions here for next week. And if you don't see it, you can reach out to Amy is away next week, by the way. Amy is away. So if you have questions, you can reach out to Yvonne. You can reach out to Emily at michellegunderson.com. Reach out to me. There's always a way you can reach out to Marie. Reach out in other ways and we'll get your questions answered. She's taking a well-deserved break in Costa Rica. So, and she'll be away next week. All right. So post your questions. Remember to fill out the survey. Great, great work this week, you guys. Let's take a few minutes here at the end. One aha and one inspired action to bring this home. And if there wasn't one aha from today, I'll eat my hat. You guys did an amazing, amazing job. This was my favorite having a big why ever, ever, ever. And I don't always say that. It's just been, you guys are playing full out and just at a whole new level here. And so thank you. Beautiful work. So Anna Maria, you're up in my top left-hand corner. So you're up first. One aha and one inspired action to bring us home.
I think my one aha is the deeper and deeper dives on all the levels of why in every aspect of my life.
Yes. What a great summary of some really key points right from today's call, both the deeper dive and the every aspect. It's huge. Yes. Life-changing. Thank you. And what's your inspired action?
Dive deep into my whys.
Yes. Yes. You know, the thing to do is right in front of us when we get it, or like when we understand what's going on, right? Thank you for that. Beautiful. Wendy.
My aha is I want to trust the pain.
You know, I get that. And I don't know if this is how you're thinking of that, but if you look at what happened with Heidi and with Marnie, the you know, huge breakthroughs. Thank you again for being vulnerable enough to share it with us, right? In that, such a huge opening. So I don't know if it's that you're thinking of, Wendy, or something else, but I know that we all could see that with Heidi and with Marnie, and it's huge. We run away from that. We lose our greatest power. It's not that we need to seek pain. It happens, you know, as a human being, right? But when it's there, there's something beautiful that can emerge from that. So thank you, Wendy. Beautiful. And what's your inspired action?
I am excited to dive deeper into my why with you on Monday. So that's what I'm going to explore in my survey.
I love it. Beautiful. Thank you, Wendy. Yes. Heidi.
I was really struck in the conversation with Mary Kay. It was something that I thought I knew and I didn't really. The power of problem, solution, problem, solution. Problem, solution. Like, oh, keep doing it.
Yes. Thank you for underlining that. It's easy to say those words, but the depth of that teaching, is what comes out of that for so many parts. That's huge in the talk, but it's in every area of our lives, isn't it? And it's right in story structure. You can hear it out. That's how stories work. But it's huge, huge for actually being able to serve our people and actually being able to be heard. It's beautiful. Thank you for underlining that, Heidi.
Yes.
And your inspired action.
I'm going to follow my resistance and say, follow my why to make friends with money.
I love it. Thank you. I'm so glad I added that piece for us, because this is about knowing what room you're in a room of people who are just trying to make money first and they haven't thought of helping people ever. I would say different things, but you guys come so much from heart. You so want to serve people. And if we don't have that component, we can't do the serving and we can't live the life that is our birthright. And so Thank you for going straight to the lion's roar, Heidi, and for underlining that piece of it. I'm so glad that we use that example. I think it's so important for all of us. So thank you. Yes, beautiful. Marnie.
My aha is, as much as I thought I had gone deep in my why, I hadn't gone as deep as I needed to. Mm-hmm. And having that understanding, I can see how some of the resistance I've had to doing the work has felt out of alignment, and that explains why. So my inspired action is that I'm working on my signature program, and I need to go back and look at it with this lens.
Beautiful, brilliant, both on the court and you know, a very specific business thing that you're working on, right? And then I love that. You can go Google it, but are we actually doing it? We've all heard it. What is it when we're actually doing it? And that it's the issue of false closures. Like, okay, got that. What else? No, this deeper and deeper, and what results from that. And thank you, Marnie, again, for doing that with and for us so we could see that. Yeah, beautiful. Diane.
For me, it's going deeper to find out more about money and who I want to become.
Mm-hmm.
Having that money and what I can do, what contribution I can do.
Love it.
And it'll be using those three whys and some journaling and just keep running. It.
Thank you. Yes. That's another one for the money piece. I'm so glad that I added that. It's a great example, and then we can apply it elsewhere. But without that core, how do we build our companies? Right? Great place to apply that why. Thank you. Dawn.
Really taking a bit of what everyone said.
Don't you love these ahas? I love it. I love hearing what you heard.
Yes, I'm working with all of these things. The main one right now for me, though, is, as Anna Maria said, that in a different way, in that I need to lighten up my why. I've been carrying around too much. And so my action is, how do I make it easier in every area of my life?
So yes. I can
lighten my load.
Yes. Thank you, Dawn. And right back to the beginning of our call. We're not having fun, we're not doing it right. And why that's so important for this whole retreat today, to come from that place. Thank you. Life-changing. Like, let's just save you a year. At least, you know, not to mention the angst and the, you know, right? And having the better life. And brilliant and beautiful. Thank you, Dawn. Mary Kay.
Well, I'm going to bypass a little bit of an editor, not real strong, but a real, there is. And my aha is, I'm on the right track.
Yes. Yes, you are. Thank you. That is a brilliant and beautiful aha. Yes. Which is so easy to miss that one, you know, isn't that crazy?
My inspired action is to, I'm going to spend 1 hour tomorrow playing with my new talk.
Ah, beautiful. Beautiful. And I love how you said it. Can you hear that? I'm going to play with my new talk. Whole different energy than what might have been. And sometimes it's at just a subtle level, and sometimes it's in a big, big level. But this is beautiful work. Thank you all. It's been a fabulous, fabulous afternoon. If you heard like 1/10 of what I heard here, it's life-changing. Well done. I can't wait to see you next week for Quantum Leaps, Create Your Future Story. Again, please remember to fill out your surveys. I'm going to be calling in from Idaho because I have a big why to go visit my dear friend Jennifer there. It's going to be my first flight in nearly 2 years. So, but I have a big why for it. So, and I'm hoping that the bandwidth is good at her place. I believe it is. It's going to be fun. I'll be calling in from there. So have a brilliant and beautiful week, everybody. And thank you for this fantastic work. And we'll see you for our next half day retreat next week. Remember to post your questions as well. All right. See you soon. Bye-bye for now.